Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Why Does EMC2 and Why Should We Care? By physicist Brian Cox is a compact, reader-friendly tour through one of the most famous equations in science and the revolutionary ideas behind it. Rather than treating E equals MC squared as a slogan, Cox frames it as a gateway to understanding how nature works at the deepest level, connecting everyday experience to modern physics. The book explains what energy and mass really mean, why the speed of light appears in the relationship, and how Einstein's special relativity reshaped concepts of space and time. Cox also emphasizes the practical and cultural importance of the equation, from the energy released in nuclear reactions to the way scientific theories are built, tested, and trusted. Written for curious non-specialists, it aims to replace intimidation with clarity and to show why a single line of mathematics can change humanity's view of the universe. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from everyday energy to the meaning of mass, a key aim of the book is to rebuild intuition about two words that people use casually but rarely define carefully: energy and mass. Cox starts from the familiar, such as motion, heat, and stored energy in chemical bonds, and then pushes the reader toward a broader physical definition in which energy is a conserved accounting tool that tracks change. This sets up why the equation is not merely about exotic astrophysics, but about a universal rule that applies everywhere. Mass is treated not just as how heavy something feels, but as a property tied to inertia and the resistance to acceleration. When framed this way, the leap to mass as a form of energy becomes less mystical and more like an extension of conservation laws. By clarifying the difference between weight and mass, and between energy as a substance and energy as a measurable quantity, the discussion prepares readers to see why EMC2 is inevitable once the deeper structure of physics is understood. The topic also helps explain why even still objects possess enormous rest energy, and why converting a tiny fraction of mass can release vast amounts of usable power. Secondly, why the speed of light rewrites space and time. Cox explains that the appearance of C in the equation is not an arbitrary choice, but a sign that the universe has a built-in speed limit and a consistent way to relate space and time. By focusing on special relativity, the book shows how insisting that the speed of light is the same for all observers forces surprising consequences: time dilation, length contraction, and the relativity of simultaneity. These are not presented as tricks, but as the logical price of preserving the laws of physics for everyone in uniform motion. The narrative highlights how ordinary expectations fail at very high speeds, and how new definitions of momentum and energy become necessary to keep conservation laws intact. In that framework, mass-energy equivalence emerges naturally, with C acting as the conversion factor between units of mass and units of energy. This topic also underscores why relativity is not just abstract philosophy, since the same principles are essential for describing high-energy particles, cosmic rays, and many modern technologies that rely on precise timing and motion. The result is a clearer sense that EMC2 is a statement about the geometry of space-time as much as it is about power and explosives. Thirdly, how EMC2 arises from conservation and symmetry. A major thread in the book is that great equations are not arbitrary inventions, but compressed summaries of deeper principles. Cox emphasizes how conservation of energy and momentum guide physicists toward the correct relationships, especially when classical formulas break down. The reader is led to appreciate that special relativity changes the bookkeeping, energy, and momentum are linked more tightly than before, and new expressions are required to keep the same core laws true in every inertial frame. Within this logic, rest energy becomes the baseline term that completes the energy description of an object even when it is not moving. The equation then expresses a profound symmetry. Mass can be viewed as concentrated energy, and energy can contribute to what behaves like mass. This topic also helps explain common misunderstandings, such as the idea that objects routinely turn all their mass into energy in daily life. Instead, the equivalence is a statement about what is possible in principle and what occurs in specific interactions, with strict conservation constraints. By stressing reasoning over memorization, Cox shows how physicists gain confidence in an equation through internal consistency, experimental checks, and the unifying power of a simple relationship. Fourthly, nuclear reactions, stars, and the scale of released energy, the book connects mass-energy equivalence to the real physical processes that convert small amounts of mass into other forms of energy. Cox highlights nuclear fission and fusion as central examples because they demonstrate the equation's impact in both human technology and cosmic evolution. In nuclear reactions, the total mass of the final products can be slightly less than the initial mass, with the difference appearing as kinetic energy, radiation, and heat. This provides an intuitive reason why nuclear power can generate so much energy from relatively little fuel compared to chemical combustion, which rearranges electrons but leaves nuclear binding largely untouched. The same principles explain how stars shine. Fusion in stellar cores releases energy because the final nuclei are more tightly bound, allowing a mass deficit that becomes outgoing light and particle energy. Cox uses this to broaden the meaning of why we should care, since EMC2 is not only about weapons but also about the origin of sunlight, the life cycle of stars, and the creation of many elements. The topic grounds the equation in measurable outcomes while reinforcing the caution that converting mass to energy is never free, always constrained, and always embedded in specific physical mechanisms. Lastly, why this equation matters for science, society, and worldview, beyond the physics, Cox treats EMC2 as a case study in how scientific understanding progresses and why abstract ideas can transform civilization. The equation symbolizes the power of theory to reveal hidden connections, linking what seems separate, matter and energy, into one coherent framework. This has practical consequences, from the development of nuclear energy to medical applications and the broader field of particle physics that underpins much of modern research. The book also uses the equation to illustrate how scientists balance imagination with restraint, building models that are mathematically consistent and then demanding experimental verification. That approach matters socially because it shows what counts as reliable knowledge and why consensus in science is earned rather than declared. Cox frames the public's significance in terms of responsibility as well. Understanding the physics behind nuclear processes informs better conversations about risk, energy policy, and technological limits. At a personal level, the equation encourages a more expansive worldview, where the objects around us contain immense latent energy and where the universe is governed by elegant, discoverable rules. This topic ultimately answers the subtitle's challenge by linking a famous formula to curiosity, critical thinking, and informed citizenship. In conclusion, this book suits readers who are curious about science but do not want a dense textbook, including students, general nonfiction fans, and anyone who has seen EMC2 for years and wants to finally understand what it means. It can benefit a reader's life by strengthening scientific literacy and offering a clearer way to think about evidence, models, and explanation. Even if you never do advanced math, the ideas sharpen intuition about energy, motion, and the nature of physical law, and they provide a more informed basis for discussing nuclear power, space science, and modern technology. It is worth buying compared to many popular physics overviews because it stays tightly focused on a single equation and uses that focus to build understanding step by step rather than racing through a survey of disconnected concepts. The result is a coherent narrative with a clear payoff. You learn not only that mass and energy are related, but why that relationship is unavoidable once relativity is taken seriously. Readers come away with both conceptual clarity and a sense of how a simple idea can reshape our view of the universe. If you would like to support Brian Cox, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.